Years ago, when I was a research assistant at a university in Chicago, I worked in this old building. The long hours there had one saving grace, my advisor's piano in the library. I had never seen one before, let alone know how to play it. But it sure sounded grand when people played it for relaxation. One late Saturday night, I was in the library when one of the graduate students tiptoed in. Now, this student was a man well into his 30s and in serious trouble. His research was at a dead end, and after 6 long years, he was at risk of being kicked out of school with nothing to show for it. With a large family to support and 0 prospects for a good job, he was understandably at his wit's end. He walked around the whole day extremely nervous, expecting the axe to fall sooner rather than later. That night, this man first peeked into our advisor's office to ensure it was empty, and then sat down at the piano to play. His eyes closed and his head bent low, his thin, long fingers flew over the keys as the beautiful, magical music of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata filled the room. With all the turmoil in his life, the last thing I expected to hear was the lilting melody of this particular piece. But it was the most glorious and uplifting music I had heard in a long time. It was as though he was musically calming himself. "It's okay, I can do this." When he was done, he got up and quietly left the room. I never saw him play again. Now, there is every need to say that he worked very hard and turned things around. He graduated a year later. I like to think that I was lucky enough to have a front row seat to that turning point in his life. Now, years later, I still don't know much about music, but I feel the same rush of energy and soaring hope whenever I hear that sonata. I catch myself thinking that even when times are tough, I can't turn things around with perseverance. Life, as is music, is what you make of it. With a perspective, this is Bhaskar Sompalli.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.